to sell it to Mr. Hughes, as everybody heard, was been announcing you in the first 15 minutes of the call. Chris is a ring earner, $250,000 ring earner. He has been serving as the network vice president for all the networking side, and he's a Millionaire Club member. He is one of the most effective speakers, trainers, personal development coaches in the world, and we are just so honored to have him on our call. He is loved by all who know him. So, Mr. Chris Hughes, you go right ahead.
Teresa Coyne, thank you so much. I love you and Frank dearly, and the Gardeners, and so many of the leaders on the team. And I just, as always, I want to thank you for the honor, the trust, and the faith that you place in me. And it is an absolute privilege to be here tonight. And I was getting giddy as I was hearing you getting giddy about this weekend. I can't wait. I just, so many of my favorite people, not only in Legal Shield, but in the world, are on your team. And it's just my honor to be there and to be a speaker and to be able to participate in any way, shape, or form. If I were asked to just simply be a greeter and hold the doors open as everybody came through, I would do it. I would just be so happy to be a part of it all. So thank you again, and I'm going to dive in quickly. I was thinking, Teresa and I were texting back and forth, and I wanted to make sure that my remarks were on point tonight. And so, I'm going to talk about really the journey from waiting tables at a restaurant, which is what I was doing prior to Legal Shield, the year before I was with Legal Shield, to what life is like today. And I'm even going to take you back a little bit further. You know, I've been working since I was about 12 years old. I started out, in a snow cone hut, Tropical Snow Cone. A friend of mine owned not a hut, but owned the entire company of Tropical Snow. And so I was able to work in a snow cone hut. And my mom worked for a company called Mrs. Baird's. And I worked in the Mrs. Baird's bread store. And I roofed houses. And I worked at a resale shop for used appliances. And I worked at who knows how many restaurants, started washing dishes at Don Pablo's Mexican restaurant when I was 15. And I worked for a company called drugstore.com and Chili's and Los Hermanos. And I could go on and on and on. I jumped around from Home Depot to home improvement warehouses to, working with other people as kind of a gopher, go for this and go for that. No matter where I went and no matter what I did, there was this restlessness in me. There was this thing in me that just, it was like something's not right. And I think we've all had that feeling when you feel like something is amiss, but you can't quite put your finger on it. And it was about that time that I started to read personal development, and I started to learn about the Jim Rohns and the Les Browns and the Bob Proctors and the Jack Canfields and the Brian Tracys, and I started to study, and everything began to change for me. But I want to share with you tonight a quote, and this is really what I was feeling then. This comes from a book that I've been studying over and over and over and over. It's the only book I've ever read. I can't say that. Let me rephrase that. It is the book that I have read more than any other book in my life. It's called Wishes Fulfilled by Dr. Wayne Dyer. And this is what he says in one part of the book. The ideal, quote, the ideal of your soul, the thing that it yearns for, is not more knowledge. It's not interested in comparison or winning or ownership, not even happiness. The ideal of your soul is space, expansion, and immensity. And the one thing it needs more than anything else to be free, to expand, to reach out, and to embrace the infinite. Why? Because your soul is infinity itself. It has no restrictions or limitations, and it resists being fenced in. And when you attempt to contain it with rules and obligations, the soul is miserable. And that's what I was feeling. You know, it took me a lot of years to figure out what I was feeling, but what I was feeling was a resistance to being in bondage. I was feeling resistance to being told what to do and how to do it and, you know, and where to sit and how long I could take a break and how long I could be at lunch and when I could take a vacation and when I had to come back. There was this, and Hughes's, by the way, we do a lot of genealogy work, but it's interesting because as far back as we go, the Hughes line, the Hughes genes, we're hard to wrangler, man. I mean, they are fiercely independent, and it's just funny because I got all those genes, and that's what I was feeling. And it's interesting to me that I've been a personal development student for 20 years, and I started teaching about 18 years ago after I felt like I had a fairly good foundation. So I've been around a while, and it wasn't until probably the last 3 years that a theme has emerged in my personal development career and also in Legal Shield, and that theme is freedom. And I'm going to be talking all about freedom this weekend. And when I say freedom, I mean freedom. I mean the freedom to come and to go and to do as you please. I mean emotional freedom. I mean time freedom. I mean money freedom. I mean spiritual freedom. I mean mental freedom, freedom from mass hypnosis, freedom from common consciousness, freedom from living a lie. Some people say that living a lie is like when you live in Florida, but you've got a family in Florida and Chicago, and the two families don't know about each other. You know, in my mind, that's not living a lie. That's having two families in two different states that don't know about each other. That's what that is. Certainly, that's not integrity. But in my mind, living a lie is when you have been told something that is true. When you have been told something and you have been told that that something is true, but in fact, that thing that you have been told is a lie and you live it. That's living a lie. When you live something that you think is truth, but it is in fact a lie, that's living a lie. And what I found out over the years, and as I continue to find out, as my eyes are wide, you know, opened a little wider and a little wider each and every day. And as my heart expands a little more and a little more, as there's this continual and perpetual unfolding of the essence that makes me, me, what I realize is that so many of us are living a lie. And I know that's heavy, and it might be a little too heavy for a Wednesday night, but here's the good news. The good news is freedom is available to all of us. I mean, y'all, it's not that hard. There's not a long list of things that we need to be working on. I mean, Jim Rohn said that, there's only about a half a dozen things that makes 80% of the difference in any endeavor in your life. There's only about a half dozen things that make about 80% of the difference in any endeavor in your life. If you've got your health, you're about 33% free. Because if you've got your health, the only two limitations on you are your calendar and your bank account. Said another way, time and money. If you've got your health, you're 33% there. So if you just ask yourself, do I have my health? Hey, if you got it, you're 33% there. Now there's only two other things, time and money. And how do we get more time? And how do we get more money? Well, let's look around. Let's look around and let's see how the masses are doing. How are the masses doing in their health and fitness? How are the masses doing in their time freedom? How are the masses doing in their money freedom? We all know how they're doing. 90 to 95% of us are dead or dead broke at 65. We're living on government assistance and family help, just about all of us. So How do we get more time, get more money? We reject common consciousness. We stop doing what the masses are doing. And you know what we're all doing in here, here in Legal Shield? We have taken a departure from mass, from common consciousness. It's why everybody thinks you're nuts. Why everybody doesn't, most people don't understand what you're doing here. Because we've taken a departure. We've rejected common consciousness. We're going after time and money freedom. Nobody in the school system is talking about time freedom. Nobody in the school system, in the system, in corporate America or anywhere else, in that area of the masses, none of them are talking about time and money freedom. And isn't it cool that we can talk about those things here? I mean, look at the Accoins. The Accoins have had time and money freedom for a long time. They broke the rules. They were supposed to go to school, get good grades, go get a good job, work inside somebody else's plantation or corporation for 40 years, retire, and then what? Work as a greeter at Walmart because they ran out of money? No, see, they rejected that path. One of my favorite quotes is Archibald MacLeish, famous playwright. He says, the only thing about a man that is a man is his mind. Everything else can be found in a pig and a horse, unless we live lives similar to those of the beasts. We've got to begin using, harnessing, leveraging the one thing that differentiates us from a crocodile. And that is our minds. The Accoins and the Gardeners, and I don't want to leave anybody out. I don't have a list of all the rock stars that are on this team. But every single one of them who have liberated themselves from common bondage have done so primarily through the use of their mind. And in Legal Shield, what are we all about? We say that this is an incredible personal development program with a great compensation plan attached. Really, if we're doing this right, we're hyper-focused on personal development. And why is that? Because personal development is the truth. It is the truth. We hear in Scripture that it is the truth that will set you free. But let me make a distinction. It is not what they say is the truth. And there is a cataclysmic difference between the two. There's a major difference between the truth and what they say is the truth. So what is life like today? I have a very high level of freedom. I come and go as I please. I do what I want with whom I want, when and where I want. When your coin said, could you come and speak at our event? I just had to take a quick look at my calendar. And you know what's on my calendar? The other things that I have volunteered to do. The only thing that's in my calendar are things that I love to do. If I don't love to do it, it's not in my calendar. Why? Because I value freedom above all else. And you know what? I'll give you a couple nuggets and then I need to be done because I've got between 10 and 15 minutes here in total. If you want to be free, study freedom. And a part of studying freedom is to study slavery and slave masters. I tell people all the time, you got to study slavery so that you have an understanding and an empathy and a compassion for the slave, and so that you can see yourself in him or her. And study slave masters so that you recognize him when he's standing in your presence. But if you want freedom, you must study freedom. If you study computer science, you eventually can become a computer scientist. If you study medicine, you can practice medicine. If you study freedom, you might have a good shot at becoming free. And here's, I'm amidst my study of freedom, and here's what we learn about freedom. The people who are the most free have passive income. The people who are the most free have passive income. And what is passive income? Passive income is income that comes in whether you're involved or not. Legal Shield has, for many of us on this phone here tonight and across the country, North America, has created an astounding level of passive income. And that passive income translates to freedom. And that's what I wish for all of you. I wish for all of us to enjoy freedom at higher and higher levels. There's just three things: health, time, and money. And what has helped me with my health and helped me with my time and helped me with my money and helped me to become freer than most is personal development, reading the books and learning the truth. So I challenge you all as we get off the phone, what's the takeaway? Get serious about your own personal development, because that will translate to your ability to become more free. Get serious about the 10 core commitments. Why? Because that will translate into your ability to be more free. And finally, get serious and hyper-focused on recruit, and never get it out of order. Why? Because that will translate to your ability to be more free. I've got to stop right there. Teresa, you know, once I get wound up, it's hard to stop me. But I'm in the window now, so I'm going to stop. And I want to thank you so much again for your faith and trust and the opportunity that I have to serve you and Frank and your team.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot tell you on point that we can embrace wisdom and live correctly. And I cannot wait to see what happens to our team in front of you Saturday morning. I just cannot wait. Thank you so much for jumping on our call tonight, for stepping away from your family. And thank you so much for getting on a flight tomorrow to get here tomorrow evening. So, you're coming in tomorrow evening, right? Yes. So, anyway, we are excited. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Love you, Teresa. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Great.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Wow. Was that on target or what? Oh, my gosh. So, we have for our next segment, we have Mr. Chris Delaney, a Bronze Executive Director out of Texas, doing a phenomenal job. We are so excited about him at the event. In fact, he's got a training segment at the event, and he is going to be doing our book comments tonight on our book of the month. So I'm going to roll it right over to Mr. Chris Delaney.
Thank you so much, Teresa. Can you folks hear me loud and clear?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for being on and preparing for this.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity. I just want to quickly say as well, Mr. Chris Hughes just absolutely got me to a place where I'm still taking notes, so that was incredible. And The Power of Focus by Jack Canfield is the book we're talking about tonight, and it fits right in line with our personal development strategies and our Vision 2020, and incredibly, incredibly focused on the three strategies, number 7, 8, and 9 in this book, in which I think it's so important to understand. In this book, what I love about it is that it gives you the idea and the concept, and it allows you to put it into action and take a quick inventory of yourself and where you are in these key concepts. And so when we start looking at the first one, which is focus number 7, asking for what you want, it's asking and receiving, but it's simple just to ask. You know, it's always looking and always seeking knowledge. When we take a look at the word ask, the three things people don't ask, the three reasons people don't ask, I should say, is a negative belief system, a lack of confidence, or fear of rejection. And that rings absolutely true, especially in our industry. But there are 7 ways to boost your business simply by asking, and this is incredible. You can ask for information. You can ask for the business or the sale, which I think we should definitely be doing. Asking for endorsements or top quality referrals. And how about asking for more business and asking to possibly renegotiate when we're working with potential new recruits or working with businesses that we can and individuals we can protect as well. So one of the key quotes I got off of focus number 7 was business grinds to a halt when you stop asking. When you consistently ask for more business, you rapidly gain momentum. So if you're in a place where you need momentum, just simply ask for more business. And how do you ask? They go through this very clearly. The first step is to ask clearly, ask with confidence, ask consistently, ask creatively, and ask sincerely, for sure. 60% of sales are made after the 4th call, so be persistent. And check this out, 94% of sales, people quit on the 4th call. So after that 4th attempt, don't give up. 94% of people give up. Well, 60% of the sales are made after the 4th call. So stay persistent and don't be afraid to ask. What an incredible message. Focus number 8 is consistent persistence, which is also pretty incredible. have to do versus choose to do. They equal different emotions and different energy and actions taken. So the difference between choosing to and choose to do are pretty incredible. When you consistently make better choices, you create better habits. Absolutely. Better choices include things like seeking out personal development and working in your business. Better habits also create better character. And when you have better character, you add more value. As Jim Rohn always says, we get paid based on the value you bring to the market. Well, listen, the more value we have, we're able to attract bigger and better opportunities and give more contribution back. And we want to be adding more value to the marketplace. And in turn, your business will explode. Agreements and accountability often equal and absolutely do equal integrity. Because we know integrity is absolutely so crucial in what we do. People want to be a part of a mission that is based on integrity. And then finally, this is incredibly important, and I think this is probably the biggest focus for us and our team out here in Texas, and that's taking decisive action. Why people procrastinate, they looked at that and they said people are often bored, overwhelmed, don't enjoy their work, distracted, or possibly lazy. And so it takes a look at the business here in LegalShield. Oftentimes people are seeking that freedom because they see LegalShield as an opportunity to really set their circumstances back to where they can be in control of their lives, enjoy what they do, and then not feel overwhelmed because this is a simple business as long as you stick to our system. And here's a key takeaway as well. This was incredible. It's called the TADA formula, right? T-A-D-A. Think, ask, decide, act. Great leaders are decision makers every single day and take action. And as we know with our vision 2020 and how we're working through our system, we know for sure that ties into our principles of thinking bigger, faster, and acting now. And so I couldn't agree that this is such an incredible opportunity to be speaking about this as we roll into our Performance Family event, where we're going to be poured into on these trainings and how important the power of focus will be in your business and growing a world-class organization, the kind of organization like the Acoins have helped us model. And incredibly, incredibly honored to be able to speak about this book. Mr. Jack Canfield is an incredible author. And without further ado, I thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to really speak on this as we learn more and understand more about the power of focus.
Chris, that was a superb job. I love it. And I am loving this book, and you brought to light so many powerful points in it. So thank you so, so much for doing a fantastic job for the team tonight. That was great. All right, we're going to move on. I'm going to give a little bit of recognition. We have some important things to talk to you about this coming weekend and more. I want to let you know that our top, actually, you know, let me say this because this is pretty good. It's always good. I love recognition. But we're going to roll it out now, too. We've got John and Elizabeth Gardner have already arrived at the venue. They are at the Hilton. They've been checking everything out, and, well, we will be working all day tomorrow preparing for all of you to arrive and get registered on Friday morning. And so we'd love to share, I want Elizabeth to share a little bit with you right now about the upcoming event. And so I'll roll it to Elizabeth and John Gardner. I don't know if they're both there or not. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Teresa. And I am in Knoxville, Tennessee, sitting in my room at the Hilton. And, you know, I know many of you we're going to be seeing in the next literally 24 to 36 hours, and I am very excited about that. But I really wanted to kind of tell everybody tonight, because, of course, coming 48 hours out from an event, we start shifting our mindset. And in my lifetime, when we've been promoting this event over the last few months, we said this event is a game changer. It's a life changer. And we meant that. And, of course, listening to Chris Hughes just a few moments ago, you understood that. And this venue is part of that. I have been to 3 events in my lifetime that were, in fact, life-changing. One was on an island off the coast of South Carolina where I slept in a room with no running water for 4 days. One was about an hour and a half north of Chicago, Illinois, in a small town. And one of them was in the middle of Montana. And those 3 events were life-changing events. And they all had one thing in common. It removed me from my environment, put me in a group of like-minded people that I could not get away from, because it took me to a very secluded place. Now, we're in Knoxville, Tennessee, but it put me in a place and a mindset where I could not be distracted by the outside world. I had to be fully 100% focused on what was happening at the event and how it was going to affect and change my future. And Teresa and I have worked very hard over the next few months to make sure that that is the environment that we created at that event. And you will, this event's different. It's going to be different than anyone we've ever done. And I am excited to be able to share that with you. The hotel has everything set exactly like we wanted it. I am thrilled to pieces. I have not seen the Capitol Theater yet. I've already looked around. Everything is all set up, ready for us to go. And I believe we're going to have this entire hotel to ourselves. And that's why it was so important for every single one of you to be staying on the property. We didn't want you to be able to escape and be distracted by other things in life. We wanted you here. We wanted you in the bubble so that we can lead you to that life that Chris Hughes was just talking about. And so I want everybody to arrive in Knoxville, Tennessee, in that frame of mind, saying, this is the event. They're going to give me exactly what I need to achieve the freedom that I'm looking for in my life. And I think by the time Sunday rolls around, you'll say, I got it. I understand exactly why I needed to be in Knoxville. And we appreciate you coming. Your time is valuable, and I promise you, we respect your time, and it will be worth it for you to be in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I can't wait to be here to welcome you when you arrive. So, Teresa, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
I love it. We're not far away. I can't wait to get there. And, team, I hope you listen to her words. And, you know, we've had people this afternoon brand-new associates decide to attend this event, and they're coming. So, you know, maybe you've been around for a while. You're saying, oh, it's just another event. It is not just another event. You heard the passion in Elizabeth's voice. You must hear it in mine and Frank's and John's and Corey's and all of the leaders and all of the – we've got – oh, my gosh. Anyway, I know there are people on the line tonight who are not coming, and I want to encourage you to change your mind. Whatever it takes to get here, you will thank us for being passionate about it. I promise you that. I don't want you to be left out. So we want you all to be included in this. There's going to be some incredible information shared with all of you who are here at this event. Now, I'm going to ask the question I've gotten asked several times today. What is the attire? It's business casual the whole weekend. You do not have to wear a cocktail dress to the evening event, but you can if you want to. So anything goes. Please know that. Now, I'm going to do some important recognition. And we're going to start with the top producers for just last week, July 10th through July 14th. So we have for third place, I'm going to start with third place, Joshua Bourne out of Texas. Second place tie is between John Hall in North Carolina and Roper Shop out of Texas. And number one on the list is Kawanda Tolbert out of Savannah, Georgia. Way to go, Kawanda. Top recruiters for last week. We are going to start with second place. Actually, I'm going to start with third place. Wow, this is a lot of great recruiting last week. Third place tie between Joshua King, South Carolina, Joshua Bourne, Texas, Alan Brito, Texas, and Trent O'Quinn in South Carolina. Second place tie between Cassandra Brunson and Mary, that's out of North Carolina, and Mary Alexandru out of California. First place goes to Roger Shupp out of Texas. With five recruits last week, that's one a day for the weekdays. Congratulations, Roper. That was just that's impressive, exciting, and quite some team building going on there. And I hope you're all coming to the event. Here are the level ups for last week. All these are brand new senior associates. The most important position to get to. Once you do that and duplicate that, you can absolutely go to the top. So we're going to start with
Erica Lust out of Virginia, Lucy Forrester out of South Carolina, Cassandra Brunson, North Carolina, Mariah Smith, South Carolina, Hannah Blake, North Carolina, Charity Belton, North Carolina, and three more, Joseph McElveen, South Carolina, Sylvester Hayes, North Carolina, and Angel Jackson in South Carolina. We have five brand new managers. This is so awesome. Alan Brito out of Texas, Hannah Myers out of Virginia, Joshua King out of South Carolina, Roper Shupp out of Texas, and Jeremiah Evans out of North Carolina. And drum roll, we have two brand new directors, Ricardo Cordu out of North Carolina and Morgan Moser out of North Carolina. So congratulations to everybody tonight. Elizabeth and John, anything else you want to add before we close the call?
No, just get here safely and can't wait to see everyone else over the next 24 to 36 hours.
That's right. And name changes can still be done at the door. So if you've got somebody that decides to come at the last minute and you have an extra ticket, go for it. We'll handle it at the door. We're happy to. Everybody, safe travels, and we will see most of you this weekend. Bye-bye.